The National Museum of Dance and Hall of Fame was established in 1986 and is the only museum in the nation dedicated entirely to dance. Located in the former Washington Bathhouse, a spacious, airy 1918 arts and crafts-style building in the Saratoga Spa State Park, the museum houses a growing collection of photographs, videos, artifacts, costumes, biographies, and archives, comprising a contemporary and retrospective examination of influential contributions to dance available to the general public. This Friday, the National Museum of Dance's New Action Committee presents Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, a fundraiser that supports children's arts programming at the museum. This Sunday is National Dance Day. The National Museum of Dance will present their second annual celebration with a two-hour dance-a-thon. On Saturday, August 11th, the museum will hold their Song and Dance Gala, and Ben Vereen will be inducted as their 48th inductee into the Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney Hall of Fame. Here to tell us more are Donna Skiff, the director of the National Museum of Dance, and Sarah Hall Weaver, assistant director and curator. Donna and Sarah, I thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
A great pleasure. Donna, give us a sense of how the museum is doing this summer.
We're doing very well. It's been a very busy summer. We have tried to extend dance to include more things that are more appealing. We're really looking at children's programming. Sarah can address the exhibits because she's the curator of most of them. We're doing lots of children programming. We have a School of the Arts, and there's summer classes going on right now. So it's pretty busy all day.
So, Sarah, tell us about some of those exhibits that are up.
We had
and running.
Two new ones this year, actually, that have been very popular. We had On Point, and that explores the history and the making of the point shoe, which I think is really great for a lot of people, whether you love dance and love and live and die for ballet, or if you're terrified of it, like a lot of people are, myself included.
Yeah.
You get to see how they're made, what's inside, and it makes it a little more approachable, I think, for people. You can see it's not wood. Everyone thinks it's like a big block of wood. They sound like wood, and they'll probably knock you out the same way a piece of wood would if you whipped it at somebody. It's just paper and glue, and so it kind of breaks it down. People are like, oh, and they want to learn more. So it's really fun. It's tangible, too. People can touch things in there.
Do we know how they're able, because it would seem like it would take more than that, that in the rock, paper, scissors of dance, that the paper would give away. I mean, it's very...
It does give away.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of facts in the exhibit. We made them kind of a decorative element. You'll see them all over the walls, but they'll explain. For professional ballerinas, they go through a pair of performance, and these are also $80 to $100 pairs of shoes. They burn through them. So you'll see companies shelling out probably $750,000 upwards to get shoes for their dancers each year. So they do. They burn right through them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be a bigger problem if, you know, thank God there's a lot of money in the arts.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that.
I'm sorry, we're all
Luckily.
Laughing.
Yeah. that's not an issue. We can get 100 pairs. Doesn't matter. It's fascinating to see these things. You know, it's been a little while since I've been to the museum, a couple of years, but it is, I'm always, the collection of stuff, of the ephemera, whether it be a costume or whether it be opera glasses, it's fascinating because it does bring you to a time and a place. It's very interesting to look at the stuff.
Well, the stuff brings it alive for people. I mean, dance is really hard. I think that's the hardest part. I mean,
yeah.
I have to curate things about, you know, it's not an existing art form in front of you unless you're in a theater watching it happen. It's
right,
time-based.
Visual.
So when people come in, yeah, it is the stuff. It is the costumes and the personal effects, whatever we can draw up to get them closer because we can't keep live dancers and choreographers on standby. It's a body-based art form. I would love to, but, you know.
And a lot of video.
A lot of video. Yeah, again, time-based. And luckily, we're at the point where we do have the capability to capture that and display it. So you'll see lots and lots of video because you get more samples and tastes of it that way.
You started off, Donna, by talking about how you wanted to expand how we think about dance. Is there a point where it becomes almost too broad and unwieldy? I mean, it would be a challenge in that. Obviously, you want to expand it so that more people get involved and more people come to the museum. But is there a point where you say, okay, this is how we're going to define it?
At this point, you know, we haven't expanded that much. The last few years that Sarah and I have been at the museum, there'll come a point. But the problem is we realized that dance had a relatively small audience. So by doing one around the world, we could bring in facts about different countries and their dance. You know, we try to keep dance there somewhere, but not always at the forefront.
Mm. And when you look at an event like the gala that's happening on August 11th, Ben Vereen will be inducted. What goes into choosing who will be inducted into that Hall of Fame?
We now have a very large committee, a nominating committee that has over 30 people from around the United States. Some are in academia, some are performers, some are critics. So there's a process that we do. And that we've been going through it this year for 2013, where they actually narrow it down and give us five living and five deceased. That goes to the board of directors. At that point, they pick the people who will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
What makes Ben Vereen such a wonderful addition?
Well, Ben Vereen, again, because of the dance being limited, if you're really talking about the real purist, Ben Vereen has a broader base. You know, he certainly dances, but people have heard about him in plays. They've heard about him on the movies. It's something that people, well, and I'll let Sarah continue to address this.
Ben's kind of hard to explain as a dancer, and I think it's because he's not just the dancer. Like Donna was saying, he's that triple threat.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, you know, we are a dance museum. It's not the ballet museum. And in the Hall of Fame, our committee members have been paying attention, you know, how do you represent all kinds of dance? We have Michael Jackson there, and he represents, you know, dance for everybody versus maybe Balanchine. Ben is kind of in the middle between those two. He is accessible. He's on Broadway. He does jazz. He does one-man shows. But he also is part of a certain genre, like a showman dance style. It's more theatric, and it's not probably based on 40 pirouettes in a row, but it's got its own brand to it.
But incredibly accomplished on stage as a dancer. I mean,
absolutely.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Movement.
Yeah, and he has a unique quality, and he comes from a great lineage. I mean, he was originally a Fosse dancer, and there's no denying his heritage in that, but he's also taken it in his own direction, too, and developed his own concepts and input into the dance world.
Will he be present?
He will be present.
That's awesome. Very good. That is August 11th at the National Museum of Dance, and they're going to hold their Song and Dance Gala. And Ben Vereen will be inducted as their 48th inductee into the Hall of Fame. As far as other things that go on throughout the year, I mean, this is really your opportunity to get people, isn't it, during the summer when they're all going up and down the Avenue of the Pines, headed to SPAC and the like?
The gala?
Well, for everything, but just for
everything.
The museum in general.
Yeah. Summer season, I mean, Saratoga goes wild, and we grab a lot of people in. It's amazing. The museum's actually been picking up every year. Our seasons have been changing, and we've been staying open longer and longer, and we're starting to see our attendance go up and fluctuate through different points of the year. But, I mean, we've been busy since May. Summer started early for us this year, which is good, but...
Yeah, that is good. You know, I think it's interesting, too, because you made an interesting point about we're not the ballet museum. We're a museum of dance. And yet you are physically so close to the summer home of the New York City Ballet, mm-hmm. the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, right at the end of the Avenue of the Pines. So I would think there is a connection between the two of you, isn't there?
There's definitely a connection. And we certainly are in contact with New York City Ballet a lot. We try to, or Sarah does, curates a small exhibit with one of the storybooks that they're doing in the current season. You know, so we work with them and their archivists on things like that. But remember, well, the ballet was here 2 weeks, and before it's 3 weeks, so that's short. And we're there for 8 months. So there's a different traffic during the time that the ballet's here of people who are coming up for just the ballet. But then after that, we get people from the Capital Region. In fact, in our sign-in, we're always amazed. There are a lot of people from Europe, Canada, California. It's rare we see someone says Saratoga Springs, or maybe they just don't sign in. So we're getting a broader base.
That's wonderful. And you know, the building can't be understated. You're in a really cool spot.
It is a cool spot. It's very unique. We have people walk in every day and they're like, well, what was this place? Because it's clearly not built to be a museum. It's lent itself to it. But the history behind the building does lend additional draw because people see it and they're like, they want to come inside and explore. And we do have a permanent exhibit that explains the history of the bathhouse.
It's wonderful. It's to learn more about the National Museum of Dance and Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs and to talk about all the cool things that are going on. Remember, this Friday, it's the National Museum of Dance's New Action Committee presents Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. That sounds fun.
It will be fun. Are you going to join us?
Yeah. Well, I like all three of those things. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Yes, I like all of those things. And supports children's art programs at the museum.
Yes.
Awesome. That's Friday. Sunday is National Dance Day, a two-hour dance-a-thon. I'm not going to join you for that.
Oh, okay. We'll let you off the hook for that.
Thank you. And then, of course, Saturday, August 11th, is the Song and Dance Gala with Ben Breen being inducted. Again, the National Museum of Dance and Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs, you can find out more by going to dancemuseum.org, dancemuseum.org, or you can call this phone number 518-584-2225, 518-584-2225, or dancemuseum.org. Donna Skiff is the director of the National Museum of Dance. Sarah Hall Weaver is assistant director and curator. I thank you both for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
And thank you for having us.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful season. Again, dancemuseum.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.